I don't agree with that statement, but it takes a village to raise our kids. I think it starts with at home, with the parents. The parents have to step up and be better parents and take responsibility for the kids. They shouldn't have to depend on other people or a village to help raise their kids.
Well, I think you need to sort of look at this slightly differently. By the presupposition that you're making is that the village comes in because the parents aren't doing the job. That's not the case. Part of doing the job as a parent is to take your child to the village because your child gonna live in the village. You can't just have your child just there isolated. And I want to make it quite clear. There is a village. We get to choose the village. Some people have chosen the village, and their village is MTV. Their village is BET. And they put their child in front of a TV. So their child has no creativity. I believe that you take your child out to the village to meet people. And those people should be a reflection of you, to reinforce the values that you share with your child, to reinforce the love, the compassion that you have for your child. I want to be able to take my daughter to meet Roger Thompson, and then Roger Thompson can say, I knew your daddy back then, and your daddy was like this, and your daddy was like that, so don't you be rude to your daddy. And I want to be able to say, listen, Roger, I want my daughter to meet your son, because I know how your son was raised, as opposed to my daughter meeting somebody else who I don't know who those people are. Mm. And then all of a sudden I come home and my daughter comes home to me and she's sad and broken up. No. A village surrounds us all. We can be critical participants of the village or we can be willing participants of the village. But we are in a village. And it's our job to get into that village, to shape it, mold it, so that it can make our children better.